This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Tuesday, 18 Aug, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm and sunny afternoon across Israel with clear skies over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Temperatures are comfortable for those enjoying the late summer day. Here are today's headlines. First, Syria condemns alleged Israeli strikes on a military base, with U.S. envoy Tom Barrack expressing deep concern over the attack. The IDF has not commented, according to JNS earlier this hour. Also, Syria accuses Israel of attacking a military airport. The U.S. calls it an unnecessary escalation, reports Israel Hayom from earlier today. Also this hour, the budget hole in the IDF is causing growing pressure, and sensitive deals might collapse as a result, Walla reports just now. Separately, an Israeli faces charges of plotting an Islamic State-inspired car bomb attack at a nightclub, Ynet reported earlier today. And finally, Jared Kushner and Stephen Witkoff are involved in a Gaza rehabilitation plan for Hamas, as Mariv highlighted in the past hour. Here's what people are saying online. OSINT6113, an open-source intelligence analyst, posted 2 hours ago that U.S. Syria envoy Barrack is deeply concerned about Israeli airstrikes on Syria's Abu al-Duhur airbase. Ariel Osarin, a journalist, noted earlier today that Syria accuses Israel of bombing the Abu al-Duhur military airbase, calling the airstrikes an unjustified act of aggression. I-24 News English reported 2 hours ago that Syria blames Israel for overnight strikes on the Abu al-Duhur military airbase, describing the attack as a dangerous escalation. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the alleged Israeli strikes on Syria. The attack targeted the Abu al-Duhur airbase in Idlib, hitting both the runway and warehouses. U.S. envoy Tom Barrack expressed deep concern, and while no casualties were reported, the incident heightens regional tensions. This comes as Syria accuses Israel of aggressive actions, highlighting the fragile state of regional diplomacy. Turning to domestic matters, the IDF faces a significant budget hole after 3 years of simultaneous conflicts. Walla reports that this financial strain might jeopardize sensitive government deals. The potential collapse of these deals could impact defense readiness and internal political stability. Meanwhile, an Israeli man has been charged with plotting an Islamic State-inspired attack. Prosecutors allege that Abdullah Gargawi planned to detonate a car bomb at a nightclub. This case underscores ongoing concerns about radicalization and security within Israel. And in the realm of diplomacy, Jared Kushner and Stephen Witkoff are spearheading a Gaza rehabilitation plan. The plan, formulated with Prime Minister Netanyahu, aims to improve conditions in Gaza, but it faces skepticism. The outcome of their efforts could significantly influence Israel-Palestinian relations. On the economic front, first, Kiryat Yam has attempted to extract 1.25 billion shekels from Rafael, the Iron Dome manufacturer, but their legal claim was dismissed. Walla Business reported this development a short time ago. Separately, the Zaytuni Group has sold its first penthouse in Kiryat Gdumim for 5.5 million shekels. The buyers are residents from Rehovot, Israel Hayom, Business reports from earlier today. And finally, SoftBank has elevated Yossi Cohen, the former Mossad chief, to a more prominent advisory role. Globes detailed this move, which may increase SoftBank's strategic investments in Israel. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 5 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.